Morning, folks.
Don't worry about it. You're okay. Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey. I appreciate you tuning in today. I've got a slew of intelligent young ladies sitting across the way from me here today as we're going to talk about a program that I must admit I had no idea existed until I got a phone call from one of these ladies about a month or two ago. We'll have them each say hello first, and then I'm going to ask questions. Over here on my far left, please, you need to grab the mic. Yeah, there you go. You probably want to grab it on the bar up there like that. There you go. Say hello to Zoe Markman. How you doing, Zoe?
I'm good, thank you. How are you today?
No, I'm doing great, thanks. Now, is your dad going to be listening today?
My dad is, my mom is.
Your mom is?
Yep.
Okay, well, you see, I know your dad. I know your dad. I probably know your mom, too. But yeah, say hello to them for me. Tell me who your family is so that everybody else will know.
Stu and Shadina Markman from Albion, Illinois.
What do they do?
They own Complete Heating and Air Conditioning.
Okay. Yep. Okay. And next to you is a young lady from Mount Carmel. You go to Edwards County High School, right?
I do, yep.
The rest of the ladies go to Mount Carmel High School. Mallory, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Mallory.
Mallory Raber.
Yep.
How you doing, Mallory?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Tell me about yourself. Tell me about your family. Tell me about Mallory Raber.
I go to Mount Carmel High School. I'm a senior.
Okay. Zoe, were you a senior?
Yep.
Okay.
So senior.
All of you seniors? The other you guys?
I'm a junior.
Okay.
That's pretty much all about me.
You lived in Mount Carmel all your life?
Yep.
Your family?
Kevin and Angie Ireland, and then Gary Raber is my dad.
Okay, cool. Over here on my right side, please welcome Kate Summer. How you doing, Kate?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks very much for coming over. Appreciate it. Tell me about yourself.
I'm a senior at Mount Carmel High School as well, and my parents are Jackie and Jim Summers. They're pastors at First Christian Church in Mount Carmel.
Okay, cool. Great. And next to you is Hannah Wilson. Good morning, Hannah. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks very much for asking. Appreciate you coming over.
Thank you.
Tell me a little about yourself.
Well, I'm Hannah Wilson, and I'm a junior at Mount Carmel High School. And my parents are Christy and Michael Wilson.
Okay, now who wants to talk for the bunch? Who's going to tell me what this program is? Because this is really cool. You've got a big deal coming up this weekend, don't you?
We do.
Mallory, I need you to pull that thing a little closer to you, or sit up.
That's good.
Yeah, that's great. Sit up and really enunciate.
Say, Kate's going to take over.
Huh?
Kate's going to take over.
You're going to make Kate take over.
Yeah.
See, okay, well, that's cool. Kate, tell me what's going on.
Okay, so we have our class business this weekend for CEO.
Stop right there. What in the world is CEO?
CEO is Creating Entrepreneurial Opportunities. It's hoping to bring back small businesses into communities. There's about 35 CEO classes right now across the Midwest, and so.
Oh, really? Not just the state, across the entire Midwest.
Yes, I think we're in 3 states right now.
Uh huh.
And so, the reason we do our class business is to create seed money, because everyone in our class will have their own personal business by the end of the year.
Okay, now tell me, is this a class? What is going on here?
Yes, it's a class. We receive 3 high school credits and 3 college credits for the class. We meet at a business every day of the week. This quarter, we were meeting at Andrews Oil in the basement. Last quarter, we met at Collier's Coffee House, and we go on business tours. We have guest speakers, and we have class days to help plan our events.
How long have you been involved in the class? Is this the first year for it, or have you been involved in numerous years, or is it a senior class only, or what?
You can do it your senior or junior year, but this is the 3rd year that Mount Carmel has hosted the CEO program.
And Mount Carmel is hosting it in conjunction, I presume, with Edwards County High School,
yes,
right?
Yes, it's Mount Carmel CEO is the name of it, but we have Edwards County, Mount Carmel, Grayville, which we don't have anyone from Grayville this year, and Wabash Valley College.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So the credits... You're getting 3 high school credit hours, And how many college credit hours are you getting with the thing, too?
You also get three, I believe. I think it's each semester you get three.
No kidding. So I'm presuming, then, that each of you are, I guess, going to get your associates at Wabash? This is probably a decent start to that, right?
Yes, or they transfer to other colleges.
Okay.
Especially if they're in state, they transfer easily.
Okay. What are your plans?
I'm planning to go to Eureka College. I got a full
no
tuition.
No kidding!
Yeah.
Good for you. One of my best friends went to Eureka.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey, he flunked out.
Well, Kate's not going to do that.
Sorry about that, Kate. It's true, but... He drank too much Bud Light.
We can't do that yet.
No. Yeah, you guys, that's not going to happen to you guys. Yeah. Okay. So now you're getting three college hours at Wabash, then, huh?
Yes.
What got you involved? What got you involved in it? Mallory, tell me about it.
I joined the class because I didn't really know what I wanted to do as an occupation for when I get older. So I thought it would lead me, and it definitely has. I'd like to major in either business management or human resources or something like that.
Where do you plan on going to college, or have you figured it out?
I'm going to McKendree.
Okay. And, well, the class is it's in Illinois, so I'm right. Presuming the classes will transfer.
Hopefully, yeah.
The hour. Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I haven't double-checked, but I'm not sure.
Might want to get on that.
Right.
Now, is there a ranking in the class? Are you a president, or do you have an organizational set, or how does this work? I didn't know if there was an organizational setup in the class, or if you're all just basically answering to the sponsors, right? Or how's that work?
So we have two facilitators in our class.
Who are they?
Jamelyn Marks and Sean Storkman.
Okay.
So they are just there to facilitate, and they let us decide if we wanted to have officers or not, and we voted against it. So we have committee heads, and we have different committees that are working on different things throughout the year.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I'm wondering who runs the money.
We have a committee.
Committee to run the money. No kidding. Are you on that one, Hannah?
No, I am.
You're running like the wind away from that one, I could tell.
I'm in charge of getting the wineries there. And,
okay. Yeah. We'll get to that in a minute. Because the thing that you guys are doing, you're having a winter festival this weekend to raise funds for the seed money. Now, if everybody comes and you have a gigantic pile of money after this, right? How do the funds get distributed? Zoe, do you know? I haven't talked to Zoe yet.
How does it get distributed?
Yeah. How would you get, like, will it all be, everybody get a 12th of it? Or is Kate going to get more because she just talked longer on the radio?
Well, I don't know.
But, it goes into, think about it as a pot. It goes into a pot. And then what we need to start our business is what we apply for. So we apply for, like, a loan.
Oh, I see.
And so we're offered up to $1,000.
Uh-huh.
But we can take less than that or however much. It just depends on who needs what money for their business.
Sure.
So
somebody who, for instance, Hannah said she's going to maybe start a baking business. Mm-hmm. There might be a little bit more initial capital.
Right.
So you'll be using your own ovens, though, I presume.
Oh,
Hannah.
Yeah.
But you'll need some capital for inventory, mm-hmm. right, to convert.
Yep.
To convert to cookies and things like that. Whereas maybe somebody like, I don't know, what do you know what your business is going to be, Mallory?
I'm going to do golf clubs.
Golf clubs. Yep. Are you making golf clubs?
We are dipping them in a, what do you want to say?
You're rehandling them? Or putting new grips on? Regripping them?
Just the face of it where you hit the ball. It's going to be dipped in a material that can strengthen steel so it won't scratch or get sand in it and things like that.
She's a pro golfer, don't you know?
That's
not
pretty
not
good.
Not a pro.
That's pretty good. I didn't realize you on the, Mount Carmel's always had a good golf team. Were you one of the stud duck golfers over there?
Yeah.
How'd you do?
Pretty good. I went to state this year, and that was really, really fun.
What'd you place?
No,
I didn't mean to ask that.
It was a good experience, I'll say that.
I heard the weather was just, was it?
Really cold.
Yeah, I heard it was kind of affected people.
little bit.
Was it windy too?
Windy. It's always windy in Decatur, but yeah.
How come they do it in Decatur, for crying out loud? They need to move that thing.
I love their course, but their weather is kind of difficult.
They need to move that down south somewhere. Move it to Cocopelli or something like that.
That'd be nice.
That would be nice. I'm talking here with Hannah Wilson, along with Mallory Raber, Zoe Markman, and Kate Summer. They're with the CEL program from over at Mount Carmel High School and Edwards County High School. We're going to talk, when we get back, we're going to talk about this winter festival that is taking place Saturday, this Saturday, at the Anderson Building at the 4-H Center. I just said it. In Mount Carmel, Illinois. And we'll be back on the Bruce Dickey Show after these. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. I've got kids from Mount Carmel High School as well as Edwards County High School. Hannah Wilson along with Mallory Raber, Zoe Markman, and Kate Summer. Summer, you ready to Dave? Dave Summers?
No.
Oh, okay. The referee?
No.
I didn't know if you were or not. I was going to say, God bless you. Yeah. You're turning out okay. tell me who all is involved. You said there's 12 kids. Zoe, tell me who all is involved from Edwards County. Who are the kids?
From Edwards County, there's Hannah Rotrimmel, Olivia Loudermilk, Sierra Harper, Colton Kelsey, and myself.
Okay, five of you. Who all is involved from Mount Carmel, Mallory? Now, don't miss anybody.
Hey, Summers. Me.
Mallory Raber, that's right. Three. Okay, now we got five to go.
Carolyn Harness.
Four to go.
Alex Mason,
okay.
Bree James,
okay.
McKinnon
Anderson.
Okay, I think that's it, right?
I think so.
Is that it?
I think that's it.
Hannah, is that it?
I think so.
Hannah, okay, I got to ask you. You're a junior.
Yes.
Is this a class that you can take next year, or is this only a one-time deal?
I think I can't take it next year.
I didn't know how that was. So next year you're going to have to go back and like take reading and writing and arithmetic.
I know. I don't want to do that.
All right, ladies, we've talked a little bit about how the CEO program, well, we haven't talked much about it. Tell me how the CEO program is formed and how do you guys get the money to start the CEO program? Kate was going to talk about it. They're all moving the microphones away from themselves. Kate, tell me about how, because this is something that Fairfield doesn't have, and it's kind of interesting to me.
So the CEO program is... is branched out of Effingham, Illinois.
Okay.
And so someone from the community has to want to start it. It can't just be a school effort.
Right.
So there are 40 investors who invest $1,000 and they sign a 3-year commitment.
Now, is that 40? It's not 40 for just the Mount Carmel program.
Yes, it
is 40 for the Mount Carmel Edwards County program.
Yes, it's 40 local investors.
Okay.
And so they invest in the CEO program and the students, and that's how the class gets started. That's mm-hmm. how we have money to hire our facilitators, rent out spaces for our class, and all the necessities that we need.
Where are some of the, you guys visit different businesses, right?
Yes.
Tell me some of the businesses you visited.
Holiday World sponsors a CEO day so we can go behind the scenes and look at the business aspects. So
okay, hold on a second. What time of year did you go?
It was an off season for them.
So I didn't know it was had they already shut down the Halloween and that kind of stuff
yes.
too?
It was before Halloween.
Yeah. It was during the week, so
okay.
No one else was there.
Did you get a ride to rides?
We did get a ride the Thunderbird.
See, now that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a good experience.
Although they had probably already shut down all the water rides, right?
Yeah, definitely too cold.
It might have been a little too cold.
Yeah. What was your favorite? How many different places do you think you've gone, ladies?
A lot.
Probably at least 20 businesses.
No kidding.
Yeah, around the community. We've gone to like Motorrad and B&D, Hog Heaven, Little Italy's.
What are you doing in Little Italy's? I mean, did you get to make a pizza? Did
yeah.
He let, he taught you how to make pizza?
Yeah.
See, now that's – you probably have some students or something, some colleagues that work there and that kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Hannah, tell me a little bit about – what's your favorite business that you – and did going through the businesses help you to pick out what you want to do for your seed business?
Kind of, not really, but like before I started the class, I kind of had a.
Had something in mind?
Like I had in mind that I wanted to bake because that's what I like to do. But Little Italy's probably was my favorite one because we got to eat pizza for breakfast.
Okay.
And food is great.
Do they have breakfast pizza?
No.
Bummer.
We just made regular pizza.
Oh, that's cool. That's pretty cool. We already said that she's going to bake. Hannah's going to bake. What are you going to do there, Kate?
I'm still working on
it. You're still
that.
Working on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, each student gets their own mentor, and we get to pick it based on kind of the guest speakers we've had and who we've really connected with.
Uh-huh.
And so then I've already – my mentor is Leslie Hipscher, so I've already met with her, and we're discussing ideas that I could use for my business.
What do you got in mind? What are you, any alternatives that you've come up with?
Not really. That's – still what we're working out.
Well, that's cool. Now, we already know that you're going to be golfing. Now, that's the coolest thing with building golf clubs.
Yeah.
You're going to be basically testing them out, too, right?
Right,
see, now that's fun.
Yeah.
How about you, Zoe? What are you going to do? Have you thought about it?
I've thought about it, but I really have no idea yet. One of my ideas was to recreate prom dresses for girls.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Throughout my 4 years of high school, I've only bought one dress, which was this year for prom. So my other three I have created from pulling other dresses apart from my eighth grade year. It was just my grandma and my mom really helped me make them. So I thought that maybe I could help other girls create their dresses too.
Recreating prom dresses.
Yeah.
That's really, do you have an eye to fashion? Is that is that something you
yeah.
think about?
I enjoy it. I don't know if I have an eye for it, but.
I guess my question is, will this help you in college or whatever you want to go to school for?
Probably not because I don't really know what I want to go to school
for. Where'd you say you were going? I don't think I even asked you yet, did I?
Oh, that's okay, because I don't know, so it's okay.
I see, now that's cool. That is cool. See, now this is helping you kind of get centered then and figure out what mm-hmm. you're going to do then, right?
For sure, yeah.
Well, that's a nice deal.
Definitely opened up a lot of experience and opportunities, so.
How long are the classes each day?
We start at 7:30 to 8:45.
What do you talk about every day? And it's every day, right?
Every day.
Mm-hmm. What do you talk about every day? It just seems to me, it's been a long time since I took a class. Let's talk all that. All right. It's been a long time since I took a class. But, man, that seems like you'd be covering the same thing over and over. That's not true, though, is it?
No, not particularly. Well, right now we're planning our Winterfest, so we always have new news and new information always rolling in.
Mm-hmm.
We also have guest speakers that come in and speak to us and give us advice on what we need to
do. Who's your favorite guest speaker?
Probably Kylie Julius. She's also my mentor.
Who's not? No, who's she?
She is the owner of Rosie Jean's Tees that actually here in Fairfield.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, I've seen those. Yeah. Those are really cool.
Yeah, they are. Scripture shirts. They're
they've got those at Serendipity.
Yeah.
They've been doing very well with them. They like them.
They have,
as I understand. That's really nice. Okay. Now, I've been avoiding it, but let's talk about it. This Winter Festival is this weekend thing, and this is a big deal. How many folks do you think, Mallory, are going to attend the Winter Festival?
We're hoping a lot. We've sold over 100 tickets.
Okay.
So our goal in the beginning was 250, so we're hoping to get that many.
Well, you know, this is something also folks can walk up to, can't they?
Right.
Yeah.
You can get your tickets at the door.
What's the what is going on? Tell everybody what is going on this Saturday.
Well, we are having a 2-day Winterfest this weekend on January 27th and 28th.
2 days?
Right.
Nice. I didn't know there was anything on Friday.
Yep. Friday is a family night, we're calling it, and there's going to be carnival games and a Little Italy's food truck, so you can eat and play games.
Okay. This is at the Anderson Center in Mount Carmel.
Right.
At the 4-H Center. Uh-huh. Anderson Building at the 4-H. Where is that?
You go past the college. And
it's north on College Drive, right?
Yes. Yeah, and it's on your right, right. A few.
Like, just go past the golf course.
Past Wabash, right? Oh, it's past the golf course, too?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. Is that where they have the fair?
Yeah.
Okay, it's up near the fairgrounds.
Yeah. Yep.
It's on the fairgrounds.
All right. Well, see, now that helps.
Yeah.
That helps. Okay. Carnivals. What are the carnival games? Is all this indoors, or is any of it outdoors, or what's
it's all indoors.
Okay. See, now it's going to be 36 degrees.
Right. It's going to be cold. It's going to be a winter fest.
Winter. It's the name. See, now that makes a lot of sense. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay. Friday night, you've got the carnival games. What are some of the games? Are you running them? Who's running the games? Are you going to be a car? Hannah, are you a carny?
Oh, yeah.
What are some of the games, do we know?
We have...
No rides, I guess.
No rides, sadly.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Since that's inside, I guess, it's kind of a pain, right?
Ferris wheel hunt.
Cornhole, face painting.
Now, are all the games free?
Free admission to get in the door. Okay. So parents are free if you're not playing any games.
Okay.
But tickets are $1 a piece or 6 for $5.
Okay. Well, you know, folks need to remember this is a fundraiser.
That's true. Yeah.
Okay.
It's for a good cause.
So Friday night... You don't need these tickets that we have here that we're going to be giving away, do you?
Those are just for Saturday.
Those are for Saturday. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we are going to give away some tickets here. What else going on Friday night? Anything that we missed?
Well, the carnival is from 4 to 8:30, and then after that, we're having a high school dance, glow dance, at 9.
Time out.
We're having so much.
I mean, I got to know what. All right, who's going to describe to me what a glow dance is? I have no idea. Hannah? They're pointing at you. What's a glow dance?
Well, we're going to have a... Whoops, my bad.
Don't worry about it.
We're going to have a ton of black lights, and we have glow paint, glow sticks.
So folks want to dress wearing white?
White.
Yep.
Or fluorescent colors.
Yeah.
I love it. All right, now how about fluorescent colors?
Yeah.
Like the orange?
Yeah.
Orange, yellow.
Orange, anything. Pink.
Do folks still have orange and pink fluorescent clothes?
I don't know, but I think you can go buy some still.
Ah,
I'm sure Walmart has it. Walmart has everything.
Yeah. Yeah, heck with Walmart. But they're probably one of your... Are they one of your sponsors?
Walmart? No.
Yeah.
No.
So, all right, then. The heck with Walmart.
Don't go to Walmart. Never mind.
That's exactly right. Don't say that. Well, you're going to have a glow night. Who's the DJ? Oh, you got a DJ, I guess?
Yes.
Josh Howard is our DJ from Mount Carmel.
Okay. What kind of music are the kids going to expect? What gets you kids up and dancing?
I think we have a variety of music that we have because we have different towns coming. And
now,
we,
is this going to be open to Edwards County kids?
It's
as well
open
as
to
Grayville
everyone.
Kids.
Yeah. Fairfield
can come.
Yeah.
Can come
Fairfield
over?
Fairfield, can you come.
What time's the dance going to start?
It's 9
o'clock and ends at 11:30.
Oh, okay.
And it's age high school freshman to 21.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
All ages, almost. Well, all
we
ages
can't be
under
21.
21.
Yeah, 20.
Under 21.
Right.
All ages under 21. See, now that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for what we're going to talk about the next day. Oh, well, you see, now that's a good time. Okay, you'll finish up. Everybody's going to go to bed at midnight or something on on Friday night. Then you get ready and get up again on Saturday. What's going on Saturday? Who wants to blow through that for me?
Okay, well, Saturday, we kick off the day at 1 o'clock.
Okay. You've got the schedule with you.
I got the schedule, yeah.
Well, Zoe is way ahead of the game. By the way, I could have mentioned, I do have Wi-Fi here.
I was wondering that earlier.
You didn't ask.
It's okay.
I need to put a sign up or something. What's going on Saturday? What time are we getting started, Zoe?
So 1 o'clock, we have our vendor fair where our local artisans are going to come in and they're going to display their products, homemade products.
Who's coming? What are some of the artists?
We got Rosie Jean's Tees, Hammered, which is spoon jewelry.
Hold on.
Yep.
What is spoon jewelry? See, I hate to be the 50-year-old in the room who asks all the stupid questions. I don't have
no
any idea.
No question is a stupid question.
Oh, sure there are.
No, there are not.
Sure there are, Zoe. All right, now tell me, what exactly is spoon jewelry?
Well, Teresa Kelsey out of Bone Gap, she hammers out old spoons, and then she bends them and recreates them into, there's bracelets, there's rings.
Could she do that with her mind?
You know, I don't know.
That'd be really
cool. She's Wonder Woman, you know, I don't know.
No. That'd be really cool.
It would be really cool.
Who else is coming?
We have Custom Signs and Crafts, which is actually her daughter, which creates signs. Accent Emporium, Jamberry Nails, Modern Ruth Boutique, and Invitations.
Modern Ruth.
It is a boutique in.
I can't hear you.
It's a boutique in Mount Carmel.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And that's going to start up at when?
It starts at 1 o'clock.
Okay. The vendors are showing up at 1 o'clock.
Yep,
and people can come and go throughout this thing, can't they?
Yep, throughout the whole thing. Because at 4 o'clock, we're going to get you drinking early. If you're of age.
Oh, gosh. Now we're getting in trouble. All right. I've got, ladies and gentlemen, I've got Hannah Wilson here along with Mallory Raber, Zoe Markman, and Kate Summer. We're going to talk about the rest of the Winter Festival taking place this Saturday here at or in Mount Carmel, and we'll be back. We're probably going to give away some tickets for it, too, back in just a bit. To the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My guests across the way are Zoe Markman from left to right. Zoe Markman along with Mallory Raber. Also Kate Summer and Hannah Wilson. Zoe's from Edwards County High School. And the other three ladies are from Mount Carmel High School. And they are a part of a CEO program, the Creating Entrepreneurial Opportunities Program at Mount Carmel and at Edwards County, and they have a big deal going on this weekend. They've got the big Winter Festival, and these are great. This is a lot of fun. We talked about the vendor stuff going on. What's going on after 4 o'clock? Who wants to talk to me about this? Zoe, you're going to keep
okay. You want me to just keep
are
on
you the
going?
Social director?
Sure.
No. Okay.
I just know all about Saturday.
Okay. Tell me about Saturday. Tell me about this. What's going on.
Okay. So 4 o'clock, like I said, we're going to get you drinking early. We're going to have three wineries.
Quit saying that.
Why? It's true. Because
you're not going to.
Well, we're not drinking, but we're getting you two.
That,
so
that's right. That's right. Okay.
See, so I can say that.
It's wine tasting.
It is wine tasting.
When you have a wine tasting, you don't say we're getting to drinking early. No, that's not what it is. It's tasting wine. It's okay. a refined adult activity, Zoe.
Okay.
It's a refined adult activity. That's what.
Well, there's also a cash bar there too.
Well, that's good.
But that's when it opens up. It's 4 o'clock.
Okay.
So then we have Little Italy's. They're catering in, and we have like a pasta bar coming from like 5 to 7.
What time's that? 5.
Yep, 5 o'clock. And then after that, we have Sean Storkman and Monika Fulla as our live entertainment.
What do they do?
They're gonna sing.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of music do we know?
It's a surprise. You have to come find out. No, we know. We just can't tell.
You're not going to tell me.
Well, yeah, we got to keep you engaged. You got to come.
Okay. I guess so. But you're trying to sell tickets, though.
Yeah, I know, but that makes people want to come.
All right.
And between their sets, we'll be having a live auction, so we'll sell like themed baskets.
Have you had a bunch of nice stuff donated from folks throughout the community?
We have, yep. They've been very gracious.
Tell me some of the donors for this Saturday's auction and the other stuff going on.
As far as homemade desserts that we're also having, as well as the theme baskets, Jill Wise out of Mount Carmel has donated cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Sherry Rafferty has also donated a cake.
Oh, really?
Those are the two that I've gotten.
I didn't know what you had coming in the baskets, if you had a bunch of folks.
We have businesses
who donated to the baskets and that kind of thing.
We have a movie basket, a gift card basket. We're also having a CEO basket, and we're hoping to get some things from Midland Institute, who sponsors all the CEO classes. And
have you guys gone to some of the other or any of the other? You said there's 35 different counties doing this. Have you been to any of the other festivals or stuff, their fundraising events, to see how they're doing?
There was. One time, I think back in December, there was Lawrenceville County CEO. They hosted their event. And
Did you go?
We did, yeah. There was a group of us that went. And then they also had a dance just a couple weekends ago.
Did they give you free tickets?
They did not give us free tickets.
See, now that's you're going to make them pay, too, when they come.
Right, yeah, of course. We're helping each other out.
Exactly right.
So they had a dance as well, and we attended that. McKinnon Anderson and I did, so that was fun. It was interesting.
Well, did you pick up any tips from that you're going to be using for this weekend?
Definitely. Definitely from their dance as well as their class business as well.
Like what not to do or what to do?
Both.
Really?
Uh-huh.
What's a don't?
What's a don't?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give me a good don't.
A good don't.
That you ran into, Zoe. Talking to Zoe Markman over here.
Well, for the dance, don't not engage with the audience.
Don't leave the audience cold.
Right, exactly. Yeah, they left us, and we had no idea who. We didn't know anybody there, so we only knew the CEO kids, and they didn't talk to us.
So you've talked to the other folks here in the CEO group, and you guys are gonna be going through the audience talking to people, I guess.
Yeah,
then, right?
Of course, we're gonna be dancing with them and having a good
there
time.
There you go. There you go. You got to tell me about the wine tastings. Tell me about the wine tasting. Who wants? Now, you got this. You're the one who got this, Hannah?
Yeah, I got it.
All right. Tell me about the wine tasting.
We have three.
I got to tell you. I am pleasantly surprised that you're able to get a wine tasting and a cash bar at a high school event. This is great. And you've done it right, though, haven't you? You've gotten insurance and everything.
Yep.
And you guys aren't going near the alcohol or anything
that,
right?
No, we're not going to touch it. We're not going to clean up any spills that we're not going to get near it.
That's
at all.
That's the thing. That's what folks worry about.
Mm-hmm.
That you guys might start.
Because we don't want to promote any underaged.
Well, of course not. And for that matter, participating wineries don't want that either.
Mm-mm. Oh, we have Officer Hart, which is one of the local police officers in Mount Carmel. He's going to be IDing people when they come in Saturday, and they're going to have a wristband.
Wristbands, yep. Yeah, that's the way to do it. That's that's well thought out.
Yep.
Who did you get to become involved? Who are some of the wineries coming?
We have three wineries coming. We have Irene's Winery, which is in Oblong.
Okay.
We have Homestead Winery, which is in West Salem.
Okay.
And we also have Fox Creek, which is in Olney.
I'm not sure I've ever heard of Irene's Winery. Has that been around for a while?
It's not on the wine trail yet. Okay. They're trying to be part. I think it's...
It takes a little time to get established to get on that, doesn't it? Some of these have also been, because I know they have the wine tasting at the barbecue festival in Mount Carmel over the summertime. I guess some of these are probably involved in that too, right?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
How difficult, you were the one in charged with going to get these wineries and that kind of thing. How difficult is it to talk folks into coming to take advantage of an event like this?
Me and Hannah Rotramel from Edwards County were in charge of getting license and wineries to come.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, they were hesitant because we were high school students.
Yeah.
But then we had to ensure them that it was... Some of the wineries thought it was on Friday night.
Okay.
Which was a high school dance. And we're like, no, Saturday night.
No, that'd be
totally different night.
Yeah, that high school dance would probably not be the time for the tasting. I like that.
And we ensured them that we weren't, like, high schoolers. Most likely high schoolers aren't going to be there. It's mostly an adult night.
Right.
And
you guys are just getting the money for it.
Yeah, we're just getting the money.
See, that's
well,
cool.
They get money, too. If they sell, like, a glass of wine, they get the money. If they sell bottles. And then we have punch cards that are with the purchase of a wine glass.
Uh-huh.
We have a wine glass that we're selling.
Oh, really?
Which is $5.
Okay.
And it comes with a punch card, and there's like a new law that you have 3 free samples per winery.
Is that right?
Yeah. So we had to make, we made a punch card, and we're going to have like different shape punch things on the thing, so they keep track of the wineries, and then if they want to buy more free samples, it's $5 for another punch card, but...
How about that?
Yeah.
That's really, so well, you get another glass then too, probably.
Yeah.
That's really cool. What were you in charge of, Kate, for this the big winter festival?
I'm part of marketing and like getting interviews. And
see, Mallory's the one that called me.
Yeah.
You and Cher, are you guys on the same committee? No.
Zoe and I. You got the paper right. We are in charge.
She's going to get around to it.
No, I got the paper. I got the
hey, hey, hey!
No,
whoa!
Back up, Zoe.
Okay,
jumping all over my case here.
It was a joke. It was a joke.
Okay.
It was a joke.
So we also were in charge of getting the letters out to the businesses and asking them for sponsorships. We had two different levels that they could give on.
What are you doing? What's your big part of the deal, Mallory?
I was on the entertainment committee. So
you got Sterkman there, right?
I'm basically Friday night. I was in charge of all the games, what it's going to look like Saturday night, all the decorations, things like that.
You know, that's the thing. We haven't even talked how much this is going to cost. This is a nice deal. The time is what? When does the show end?
Midnight.
Midnight on Saturday night. Saturday night.
Until midnight.
And the tickets cost how much?
$20 a piece.
$20 for 11 hours of entertainment.
Right.
That's amazing.
Yep.
That is really well done. Where can folks find tickets?
You can find them at banks, which Hannah will tell you which ones.
We have tickets being sold at 4 banks in Citizens National Bank in Albion.
Okay.
First National Bank in Mount Carmel and West Salem.
Okay.
And also First Bank in Mount Carmel. And you can also go to one of the CEO students like us and purchase them.
And we've already mentioned all those CEO students, but you guys have extras on you, huh?
Yes.
I mean, if somebody's wanting to buy at all times.
Also buy them at the door.
You've given me a pair to give away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is pretty cool. If somebody calls, you need to put a headset on to listen to it. Mm-hmm. But I've got a pair here to give away. I'm going to give away both pairs. I'll give away one tomorrow. How's that sound?
Okay, sounds good.
I'm going to give away one pair now if somebody calls. And if not, if they don't call, it's kind of late in the show. If they don't call now, we'll just give it away tomorrow, too.
Okay.
But these are $20 a piece. This is $40 worth of tickets. It's for the Winter Festival on January 28th at the Anderson Building at the 4-H Center. It goes to the Mount Carmel CEO program, which is creating entrepreneurial opportunities. And you give me a call if you're interested in a pair of tickets at 842-3715, 618-842-3715. The wine tasting starts at 4. The meal is at 5, right?
Yep.
And how long is the wine tasting going, by the way?
Till midnight.
Who wants to listen? Somebody's calling. Whoever wants to listen. Good morning. You're on the radio. What can we do for you?
I was wanting to get the tickets for the...
Wonderful.
Winery.
Wonderful. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to ask you one trivia question. In addition to Mount Carmel and Edwards County High Schools, what's the other high school that is involved in it but didn't bring any students?
I don't remember.
Grayville. Say Grayville.
Grayville.
There you go. What's your name, young lady?
Judy Ray.
Judy?
R-A-Y.
Can you come here to the station and pick these up?
Yes, I can.
Well, thank you very much for calling, and I'll have a pair of them out there at the front desk for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Ladies, you just made somebody's day. Don't you feel good about yourself now? See, now that is so cool. All right, so you're getting out of class today. Mm-hmm. This thing Friday sounds like it's going to go. How much class are you skipping Friday? I mean, getting out of.
You're getting on to me about my work.
you're a pistol. Okay. Well, how much? When does it all start again on Friday?
Starts at 4 o'clock on Friday.
4 o'clock on Friday, and the vendors will be arriving at 1 o'clock on Saturday, right? Mm-hmm. Ladies, this sounds just like a whale of a time. Are you getting, what's next for the CEO program? Where are you going to go next? Do you know?
Personal businesses.
Personal businesses, working on that.
Working on your own personal businesses.
Yep.
You're going to be building golf clubs.
Yeah.
And you're going to be baking.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to figure out what Kate and Zoe are going to do at some point. Well, ladies, I really do appreciate you coming on the show today. It sounds like it's going to be a wonderful time, and best of luck to you, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You're very welcome. That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. We'll talk to you all again tomorrow. Have a great day.